Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, I need somebody to give me a message and let me know if you can hear me. This is a new computer. It's a new pair of headphones. It's a new mic. I have no clue if any of it is working. So please, somebody, let me know. Yes? Or, where are you, Jenny? I can't hear you, girl. That will let me know. So, hey, here we are. And I'm going to go right into the first song, and I hope I hear from somebody. Here it is, Bad Love by Eric Clapton.
We've just caught our musical guest tonight before he takes up residence in the Albert Hall for 18 sellout concerts with his new single, Bad Love, one of the great guitar heroes. I'm sure he's fed up being called Slow Hand. That's how we know him. Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Awesome. And that was requested by Brandon last week. And I didn't get to it, so I thought, you know, it might be a good idea to go ahead and play the requests first. Then I know I'm going to get to them. And it sure works a lot better. So here we go. That is fantastic. The next one I'm going to do is a request by Anne. Now, this has a little bit of sadness attached to it, simply because the lady singing this song left us and went home on Monday, the 13th. And it seems like she had been around my whole life. And that, of course, was Doris Day. And she was an actress, a singer, an animal activist. She was just a very busy lady, and she was very sweet. And just a little bit of background for her. She was born Doris Mary Ann Kappelhoff in Cincinnati, Ohio. And her parents were German immigrants, and she just put across this wholesome blonde girl next door image. And that's what she always was, her whole career. That's what she did. That's how people thought of her. She started out singing with Les Brown and his Band of Renown, one of the big bands. And her first song was Sentimental Journey. So she has been around for a long time, and you will really miss her. And her popularity really started with World War II soldiers coming home. So that was kind of a really cool thing. She was married four times in her life, only had one son, and that's not a problem. You know, that's okay. It's fantastic. And what happened was that she died of pneumonia in Carmel Valley, California. And it said she was 97, but checking her birth certificate, she was actually 96. So, but that is one lady that will be missed. Classy lady, very classy lady. So what we're going to do now is from one of her movies that she made with Rock Hudson, there were three. This one is a movie by the same name as the song. Move Over, Darling, by Doris Day.
Our lips shouldn't touch.
Move over, darling.
I like it too much.
Move over, darling.
That gleam in your eyes is no big surprise.
She was pretty as well. Just a little bit of a reminder here. This is Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network, and we know how to TCB. So remember that, and you know where to find us. That's all you got to do. Now, one more song by Doris Day. We're remembering her career, her life, and her contribution to the world. Doris Day, this is a music I remember from the time I was just little. This is Que Sera, Sera.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. What will be when I grew up and fell in love. I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. sweetheart said. Katie said, all, said all, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Katie said, I, said I. What will be, now I have children of my own, they ask their mother, what will I be handsome, will I be rich, I tell them tenderly, hey, said I.
Our tribute to Doris Day, and we will miss you, Doris, very, very much. Now, we're going to do a second song that Brandon requested, and he requested it last week. I just didn't even put it in the library last week because I had one, but we're going to listen to Bob Marley. Do people remember Bob Marley? Oh, my goodness. I remember seeing this man sitting there in the dreadnoughts and just thinking, oh boy, now we're in for it. But it was really fun. It was really, really fun. And he was at Woodstock. And here we go with his rendition of Three Little Birds.
Don't worry.
Yeah, just remember, every little thing's gonna be all right. I used to think that song was called Every Little Thing, but for some reason it's called Three Little Birds. Figure that one out if you want to, but I ain't gonna try. No way. All right, on to the next request. And this request was put to me by our friend Bob. So we've got him hanging in here, and it's just a fun thing, you know. I know so many Bobs and so many Johns and so many. Oh my gosh, it boggled the mind. Where this one came from, I have no idea, but it's kind of fun. What it is kind of a remake over a little song that us kids used to sing when we were just goofing around. Just goofing around. We'd hold hands and just start running around the yard in circles and things like that. And we didn't sing it like this, but it's called Shortening Bread by the Tractors. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Now you gotta love that. You just get your feet tapping and you get just a bopping around, and if you know the song, you could sing with it. this is fantastic. I love that song. I have no clue where it came from. I really don't know. It's just, it showed up, and he says, can you play this one? I said, okay, not a problem. And it turned out to be really fun, so I love it. Okay, let's on to the next request. I only have two more, so we're good, kids, we're good. This one was requested by one of the Johns that doesn't sound good. The person that requested this is named John, and he's one of many that I know. That's a long-winded way of saying it, but it really is better. Take my word for it. So this is Gene Pitney. And, you know, before I do this, I have someone calling. I'll talk to her later. Hang on just a second. We're going to bring her in when she can talk if she wants to or whatever. I'm going to check. I know who it is, and it's wonderful. I'm glad she's there. It's fantastic. But we need to do a little groundwork first and see if she wants to talk or if she just wants to listen. And we'll let her do what she wants to, because that's what it's all about, people. So we're going to get right into this. It's Gene Pitney singing 24 Sycamore.
Yeah.
All right, there we were, Gene Pitney doing 24 Sycamore. And I don't remember ever hearing that before, but it's a nice song. It's kind of a, it's not sad, but it's not a happy upbeat either. So you can be sad if you want to. I just like listening to it. I think it's fun to listen to. All right. And the gal that was calling, I am going to bring her in and say hello to her and let her say hi to everybody. This was such a big surprise. And Barbsy's calling. So hello, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I thought it was going to be Town Without Pity with you, Pitney, but I guess I was mistaken. I needed to support you. I needed to let you know that I supported you.
I really appreciate that, sweetheart. Thank you so very much. So much. It's just nice. It's nice to have friends give you a call and say, hey, keep it up. We like what you're doing. And I thank you for doing that.
I can chat to you during this show too, but I just needed to say hello to you because I'm happy that you're doing it again.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, well, we're going to get right into my last request then. And this is also from John. He just sent me a couple songs, and I said, yeah, give them to me. I'll put them in. We're good. No problem. So this was the second one he sent, and it's Jerry Lee Lewis. So we are going to have fun with this one. He's doing I Just Dropped In.
I jumped up this morning with the sundown shining in. Found my broken mind in a brown paper bag within. I tripped on a cloud, I fell 8 miles high. I told my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Pushed my soul in a deep dark hole, I followed it in. When I met myself falling out as I was crawling in, got up so tight I couldn't unwind. Saw so much it broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Somebody painted April Fool in a big black letters on a dead end sign. Had my foot in the gas when I left on the road, I blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no back. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Condition my condition was in. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no fare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Oh, I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Yeah, I just.
Hello, hello. I'm sorry. I got distracted, and now I'm back, and I'm sorry. I pulled a Shona. Oh, my gosh. It's contagious. What do I do now? Ah! I'm not going to do a thing. If it's contagious, it's fun, and we're not going to worry about it, right? Good deal. All right. I'm going to go to the country side of the road right now, and we are going to call up Sammy Kershaw. Now, Sammy's been around for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. Well, maybe not that many years, but you get the idea. And we're going to listen to him singing Third Rate Romance. Sammy Kershaw strikes again. I like him, Sammy Kershaw. He's been around for, oh my gosh. Yeah, I remember songs he did back in the 70s. So he's been here a while, people, and it's kind of cool. And here's another, well, we're not going to play that one yet. You know what I'm going to do? We're going to do something really different. Really fun. I don't know how many of you remember K-Star, but that woman has a set of vocal cords on her that just doesn't stop. stop. She could belt things across the country if she wanted to. I swear, this woman has the volume and the strength and the range, and I love to listen to her. This is a different kind of a song. K-Star, and she's going to sing Steady Daddy. There we are. K-Star. Steady Daddy. I kind of like the thought of that. Oh, well, we won't go there. we need to not go there right now. It's okay. It's okay. Where we're going to go now is we are going to go to Sam and Dave. And Sam and Dave are going to do Soul Man for us. All right, let's go.
Don't do it.
there we go. Sam and Dave with Soul Man. You can't beat that, you know? That is pretty good. And I'm going to break things up now. We're halfway through the show. I'm going to play an Elvis song. And you know what? It's not Christmas, but I'm playing a Christmas song because it's one of my favorites. I love it. I play it in the car almost every day, and I cannot get enough of this song. It is something. So we're going to hear Elvis singing Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing near the mistletoe. Take it on, baby, take it on. Yo, yo. Good music on my radio. while you stand beneath the mistletoe. Good music on my radio. Dig it, James, dig it. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Wake up, bud.
That is one of those songs that you want to just go on and on and on, and you never get tired of it. And they would get tired playing it before you get tired hearing it. That's how I feel about that song. I play that 3-4 times in the morning on my way to work, and it just kind of gets you up and moving. Well, it does me. I don't know what it does to you, but it does me. And now we're going to say hi to another caller. Hello, my friend Manette. How are you doing, sweetheart?
Hey, doing great. I love that song too.
Oh my gosh. And you just sit here and your arms start going and your shoulders start moving and you start swaying into the beat and well, yeah. You get the idea, right?
Yeah.
It just gets down into your blood and makes it boil. Okay.
It makes you happy, for sure.
Yeah, it makes you feel good. And that's really what the blues are all about, is if you feel bad, you start singing the blues or listening to the blues, and they're going to take that bad feeling right away. Some of those songs seem sad, but they're not, because the style of the music makes you feel good. And that is what the blues is about. So, okay. Oh, okay, my soapbox is worn out. I'll get off of it now. We're going to go somewhere that I know there are a lot of people love this song, because I love this song. I've liked this song since the first time I heard it, and I was a teenager when I heard this song. So this is good old Sam Cooke. And Sam Cooke is going to sing us Chain Gang.
I hear something saying, the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain
Jane. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Jane, can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman, whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Jane, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Jane, all day long they're saying, My work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, oh, oh, my work is so hard, oh,
yeah, give me water, you shuffle papers, it's hard work. Not okay. I have another caller. I think I know who this is. Now watch me be wrong. But let's see. Hello.
Hello, Jenny. Danny, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, girl?
Well, I'm doing good. I just wanted to call in just for a minute and say hello to everyone else, and hope you're having a good evening. Your show sounded pretty good, and I just thought I'd give you a call and say hi.
Fantastic. I'm glad you called. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm just trying to get things done around here. And, I didn't have to have the back surgery done. I'm doing physical therapy instead. And, Barb's didn't get to come because of my son moving in. And for now, anyway. But hopefully Barb's and I maybe can get together next summer or something. Anyway, that's what's going on here, just trying to same old routine stuff, you know, and that physical therapy is making me sore.
Well, yes, of course it is, but it's putting your muscles into better shape. That's why you're sore.
It makes me feel a lot better, too. So. Yeah,
oh,
so, but anyway, I just want to say hello. I know you've got a show going, and I won't keep you any longer, but I will be listening, okay?
Fantastic. I'm glad you called to say hi, girl. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. Okay. Yeah. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
You take care of yourself. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
For those of you who didn't recognize that voice, that was Sue. So she's not physically... Sounds like she's doing better than she was, and that's a very good thing. I'm glad to hear that. So we're doing good. Chain Gang, it was a good song, but it kind of let us relax after the Elvis blues hit. So we're going to go back to the blues. It's not another Elvis blues song, but it is one of the top names in that music genre. And you're all going to recognize this. It's Muddy Waters singing Hoochie Coochie Man.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, I got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what's this all about. Thank you. got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls lead me by my hand. Then the world I know. The hoochie coochie man, but you know I'm here. On the 7 hours, on the 7 days, on the 7 months, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know, yeah.
Hey people, how are you doing? I'm back. Hoochie Coochie Man. Now you gotta admit that that song, you cannot sit still. You absolutely cannot sit still. It just isn't gonna work. And I love that kind of music. It's fantastic. Well, that's why I put it in my show, right? Okay, so let's get Manette back. And let's get our new caller. I was just in the process of saying, I recognize 501 area code. I do recognize the phone number. It's very familiar, but it's eluding me. It's been, you know, 3 months is a little bit too long.
It's been a while.
It has. And I'm going, oh my gosh, oh my, and I've guessed what, 3 names, and been wrong on every one of them.
I think so. Yeah, this is. I live in Arkansas.
Kathy?
Is that who?
Is this Kathy?
Cheryl. It is.
Kathy.
It is.
Awesome. It's like, okay, I know 2 people in Arkansas. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Just 2? I thought you knew 3.
Well, I might know 3. I don't keep track of everybody. That's the problem.
Don't you know a Shawana?
Does she? Well, I guess, yeah, she does live in Arkansas, doesn't she?
She did.
Well, you know. From us folks out west, you kind of, Louisiana, Arkansas, Georgia, it kind of starts melding into the same thought sometimes. And I have to apologize for that, but it just, especially when I haven't heard people for a few months, it gets a little bit tougher, you know what I mean? But now,
it's good to hear your peppy voice.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. It's just been, yeah, it's been a long time. I was away from it for a long time, and I missed it.
Yeah.
And
you just, you're good. You don't just talk about yourself all the time. That's a relief.
Well, I've been around radio for many, many, many years, and I'm not going to say how many, but it's a lot. And between being around radio and being around the music business, you're kind of, it just kind of absorbs through your skin, you know? you know what to do.
Well, you're good. You're good at what you do. You're the best. You're the best. You're better than some people I know.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I do appreciate that compliment. No, and I think that's fantastic. That makes me feel good. Makes me want to keep going. And
you should. This is really your thing.
I love it. I really love it. Between this and singing, you know, I know where my little niche is. I just
there
need
you
to
go.
Make more money than that.
Yeah, you do good. Well, I'm going to say goodbye. I'm not going to stay long. I have to go do a few errands, so I wanted to say hello. And good
well,
luck with everything. You sound great.
Thank you so, so much. I really do appreciate that, Kath. And thank you for calling.
Oh,
that
was
a nice
call. Well, big hugs. Big hugs. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sweetheart. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay. I am getting so many surprises today, and I love it. It's great. People that I haven't heard from in a long, long time. But Manette is hanging in there. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting here helping my mom. Had to
oh,
take
good.
A break for me. No, we're doing good. We're doing good. So,
good. As long as you're enjoying the music. I mean, that's what my show is all about, is just enjoying the music, kick your shoes off, put your feet up, have a drink, and just enjoy the music. Let it seep through your skin into your bones. That's what music is all about. So that's what we're doing. Okay. And I've got one now that I just think I like this song. It's fun. I think it's a fun song. Some people don't. I think it's a fun song. It's by John Lee Hooker. Now, George Thorogood did it later, but John Lee Hooker is the one I remember, and it's called One Bourbon, One Scotch, and One Beer, and I dare you to drink that. Let John Lee Hooker talk about that. Another John. Oh, my gosh. Okay, here we go.
Last call for alcohol.
said, hey, Mr. Bob Channel, what do you want? One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. One bourbon.
I just can't even begin to imagine drinking all three of those in one night, all into the same body. You're not going to feel good when you wake up in the morning if you do that. That is for sure. You can count on that. I've never done it. I'm not ever going to do it because the idea scares me to death. So there you go. It's just, I don't recommend it. I don't recommend it. If you're trying to drink away your troubles or drink away the person that you love hurt you or something, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Don't even try it because you feel worse. You end up, quote unquote, crying in your beer. Maybe that's why he's drinking beer, so he can cry in it. I'm not sure, but it doesn't work. Don't do that. I did try that once. Don't do it. It's no. It's just not worth it. So okay, let's go on to the other. The next, it's not quite country, but it's not rock and roll. It's not blues. I'm not quite sure what genre you would fit it in, but think Oak Ridge Boys. The genre they fit in is great harmony. That's where I put them. Whatever they sing, it's just fine. It's great harmony. Now we're going to hear the Oak Ridge Boys singing Leaving Louisiana.
Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so broken hearted. She said, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. Just an ordinary story about the way things go, round and around, nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time, he'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone.
Never have a
Now, you just got to like that. It doesn't matter if you like country or you like rock and roll or you like boogie-woogie. It doesn't matter what you like. The Oak Ridge Boys have to be in what you like. That's the only requirement, that you like them. Because those harmonies can't be beat. Well, except maybe by the Statlers. And, oh, well, yeah. We have a list of right up on there on a par. There's a list, so that's okay. Right now, we're going to go to Jim Croce. Y'all remember Jim Croce? He wasn't with us for very long, actually, but he was good. He was good. And this one was great. When it came out, every band was doing this. It just was one of the songs you did. That's just how it was. And it was a big hit for him. Called Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. You know what? We're going to go back to an Elvis song. And it's another good one. And I love this song. It is fantastic. And it's not one of his mainstream songs. It's not one of them that you hear all the time. But it's a good one. So we're going to listen to Elvis do Like a Baby.
You gave me love to enjoy. depended on you, lover, baby. Baby, two lovers' ways. I was blind, 'cause I just had a mind like a baby.
Just got that blues feel, and you can't help but love that. You just can't help it. You don't hear it very often. You don't hear it very often, but it's one of those bluesy songs that it's in your bones, and I love it. I totally love it. Well, hey, you know, kids, I've gotten to the part of the show here. We're almost done. Can you believe that? This went by fast. Unbelievable. Oh. Yeah, it's just unreal. But I hope you all enjoyed it and you had a good time listening to the music and it made you feel good and helped you relax, because that's what it's supposed to do. And I just thank you for being here. I thank Barbie for calling in. I thank you, Lynette, for calling in and hanging out with me, staying here. And,
well,
and Kathy called and Sue called, and it's just surprise day, I guess, and I like it. It was very nice for those surprises. That was nice. And they didn't stay, but that's okay too. I don't mind that. I can talk. I can cover dead space, and I got no problem with that. it kind of falls out of my mouth and does its thing, and that's okay. But thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming and staying here. And Anne did try to call right at the beginning, but she got cut off, and that wasn't really a surprise either. But last week she called in and stayed. She got to stay the whole show last week. So maybe next week it'll be better. And that's what we hope for. And just remember, this was Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network, where we know how to TCB. And I hope y'all feel that during this show, I did TCB for you and for your good feeling mood. And y'all come back and keep me company again and listen to more music, because we just have so much fun doing that. I have fun bringing that to you. And thank you once again for being here. Thanks to all the people that listen, because without you, I wouldn't have any callers if nobody ever listened. So thanks so much. Thanks so much. And I hope more and more people call to listen when they figure out I'm back. And That would be wonderful. I told all my family and friends, so I would imagine I have quite a few listeners. I just haven't counted, so that's okay. Now, to sing us out, we're going to go with B.B. King and get back into that boogie feeling. B.B. King singing Boogie Woogie Woman. See y'all later. Thank you.